If you could direct your attention to the scorer's table here on the bench side, as one of the moments we all wait for at the conclusion of a high school basketball campaign is about to occur, and that is the naming of the Miss Basketball Award winner. Joining me here on the floor from Elyria Coca-Cola is Greg Fenton. How about a great big round of applause for Greg? Elyria Coca-Cola has been sponsoring this award since 1985. That's a lot of very special high school basketball players in Lorain County that have been recognized over the years. So again, a huge thank you to Elyria Coca-Cola for sponsoring this award. I do have to ask all of the senior players that are here tonight, I'm assuming 17, 18 years old. How many of you were born in 1999? Several hands going up. Well, that's appropriate, because tonight, for the first time since 1999, we will have co-winners of the Miss Basketball Award. I've been serving on the Miss Basketball Award Committee for many, many years. Each and every year, we try to take it down to the nth degree to pick one winner. This year, we just couldn't do it. It was that close. They are so equal that there was no other way to do it than to name two Miss Basketball Award winners for 2017. And when you hear what I'm about to tell you about these young ladies, you will see why there are going to be two plaques presented tonight. Of course, the Miss Basketball Award is three distinct categories. It is not just a Player of the Year award. It is what that player did in their senior season of high school basketball. It is their ability to go on and play college basketball, to play at the next level. And it is also how involved they are in their school and in their community. All three aspects of the award carry equal weight. And again, these two girls were incredibly close that there was absolutely no way to separate them. As far as their basketball ability, each player this year averaged over 20 points per game, over 6 rebounds per game, just under 3 assists per game. Both players this year were first team all-conference. They were their conference MVPs, and they were their respective division players of the year. In the classroom, one girl was just over 4.0, one girl just under 4.0. And as far as what they do both in their communities and in their schools, I could be here until 7 o'clock tonight telling you about all the things that these two girls have done for their schools and for their communities. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor, it is my privilege on behalf of the Miss Basketball Committee to announce to you our co-Miss Basketball Award winners this year, McKenna Peters from Keystone, Sydney Rule from Amherst. Well, ladies, come on over here for just a moment. We'll go alphabetically. How's that? So we'll start with McKenna. McKenna Peters from Keystone. Just your thoughts on winning the Miss Basketball Award. Of course, you're Lorain County's all-time leading scorer. No other girls basketball player in this county has scored more points than you. Your thoughts on being Miss Basketball.
It definitely means a lot to me. This is definitely an award I've been looking to achieve since 7th and 8th grade, ever since Aubrey LaForce won it, and it definitely means a lot to me, and it wouldn't have been possible without my high school coach, Coach Terry. Sorry, this definitely means a lot to me, but definitely my high school coach, Coach Terry, and just my parents, I'm just so blessed to have the parents I have because they make me work harder than everyone else and they push me to be the best athlete I could possibly be, and I'm just so blessed to have them as my parents.
I assume these are tears of joy that you've dreamt about this moment for a long time.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of hard work and dedication to get to this point, and I'm just very blessed to have all the support, and it definitely means a lot to me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
McKenna Peters of Keystone and now Sydney Rule of Amherst. Such a special season for you and this Lady Comet team. But just talk about what it means to hold that plaque and be co-Miss Basketball along with McKenna.
It's a tremendous honor. I mean, all my hard work has finally paid off, and I'm really happy that, I mean, McKenna and I have gotten really close, and 6 a.m. workouts during the summer have really paid off. I thank my teammates and my coaches and especially my family for always being there for me and helping me become a better player.
Talk a little bit about the season that you had. It was a very special campaign. You surpassed the 1,000 career point mark over at Amherst. Just talk about the year that you were able to put together.
It's definitely been my favorite year. I mean, my teammates have been tremendous. I mean, we had a great season. It ended too early, but I'm really sad about that. But overall, I'm just really happy with how it went.
Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
Let's hear one more time for these two very special players, McKenna Peters of Keystone, Sydney Rule of Amherst. They are the 2017 co-Miss Basketball Award winners.
And once again, congratulations go out to Sydney Rule and McKenna Peters. They are the 2017 Miss Basketball Award winners. And momentarily, Tim Alcorn will have a conversation here with, I believe, one of the head coaches that they just talked about. Kevin Collins and Scott Terry are both coming up.
Well, let's get them both on. Since both girls shared this award, we'll talk with both Kevin Collins and Scott Terry. Scott, first of all, in your notes to the Miss Basketball Committee, you said, "I've never had a girl work harder in 18 years. You've had some very special players over the years, but just talk about the work ethic and what McKenna Peters meant to your Keystone basketball team.
Well, like I said, no one's had a better work ethic. And, you know, and I had three daughters that play for me, and, you know, I was pretty rough on them. But I tell you, she's the last one to leave the gym every single night. She's got her own routine, her own shooting routine, where she's got to make so many shots after each practice. You know, the kid is just has a fantastic work ethic. But even more than that, she's just an absolute fantastic kid. And I'll tell you, it's really been a pleasure to coach her these last 4 years.
Kevin, I know you would echo those comments as far as Sydney Rule's concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're such similar players. I say all the same things. Even down to the point where they worked out together this summer. Yeah. They still work out together every Sunday, you know, and they're so close. But I think that's what makes both of them so special is their work ethic. I say the same thing. In all my years, I haven't had anybody that's worked harder than Sydney. Sydney's been a giant pain in my butt because she's calling me all the time trying to get in a gym. Even this week was saying, you know, I have an all-star game. I need to get in and get shots up. So that's just the mentality she has. I couldn't be happier for her because, like she said, you know, all the hard work she's put in, this is a great way to cap it off.
As I said out there, I mean, as a committee, we sat there for 45 minutes to an hour, and there truly was no way to separate these two girls. They, in essence, were mirror images of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both very, very deserving of the award. And you know what? Like you said, it hadn't happened since 1999. Well, this was a year that it should have happened. And, you know, I got to see Kevin's girl play only one time this year, but I could tell she was a heck of a basketball player in the game that I got to see. And, you know, it really is. To have two great athletes, both going Division I, going to play at the Division I level, both great students, get the job done in the classroom, and you just couldn't pick two better recipients than that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's same thing. I got to see McKenna play one time. You know, they're not only similar, even the way they played the game and they led their team. You know, they got it right. These are two really special kids. They're once-in-a-lifetime kind of kids, so happy for both of them that they both get to experience this.
And for Keystone's basketball program, to have a Miss Basketball Award winner, what does that mean, Scott?
It's the first ever. It's the first ever, and it's a great thing. And, you know, she's definitely left her mark at Keystone High School and in a lot of ways. But, you know, to be a co-winner of the Miss Basketball, you know, that certainly is a great achievement.
And for the Emers program?
Yeah, this is huge. We talked about the night that Sydney scored 1,000 points. We had all of our youth teams there. They got to see it up close. Sydney's gone and seen them play. So, you know, she's become a great role model for what it takes to be a great basketball player. And that's the kind of thing that carries a program for years to come.
Well, both girls, and very deservedly, congratulated and thanked their coaches as well. You guys deserve a lot of credit for this.
Thanks. It was a pleasure. It was all mine.
Same thing. I wish I had one more year.
Well, hey, congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Kevin, I think they want us to
Scott Terry, along with Kevin Collins. And again, guys, as I said, when you sit there as a committee and you just volley it back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, there was no way to separate those two girls. I mean, literally, stat for stat, great point for great point, Division I schools, everything that they're involved with in their schools. Like I said, I could have stood out there for an hour. Both McKenna and Sydney, so involved in their school, so involved in their community. Both girls deserve this award. And as they just both said, you know, we had to go back to 1999 when there were the last co-winners. But two girls truly deserve the award tonight.
You know, in some years, the young lady that wins isn't a Division I athlete. And this year, you had two that are going to. That shows you how rare it is and that they both deserved it, obviously, from the basketball standpoint. When you look at it from that standpoint, to have two girls from this county going to Division I don't know if people realize how rare that is. That is so hard to do.
One of the things that I think is really unique about this, we talk about all those other coaches and teams throughout the county. Everybody had glowing things to say about both these individuals from every school that we've covered all year long. And if they haven't seen him yet, they say, hey, how good is McKenna? Hey, how good is Sydney? And you know when you hear that from guys that know what they're doing and women that know what they're doing throughout the programs, they're really special.
The other thing I thought was special, especially from McKenna's standpoint, because I saw her a lot more. All the teams she played knew she was the focus, and yet she still excelled, knowing every single night she was going to have two and three girls chasing her down the entire game, yet she still was able to excel.
They both were able to excel under really extraordinary circumstances because, as Rob just said, both girls knew they were going to be the primary focal point for the other team's defense. When you have a night like tonight, when you have two winners like you have, I'm proud to represent that committee out there. I think we got it right. I think everybody in this gym thinks we got it right. Truly, we try to get it down to one every year. You try. You find something that says this may be what sets one girl apart. This year, you had to go with two. I'm glad we did.
Well, sometimes it's just the right thing to do.